Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Free Association. My timing's a bit strange at the moment, so it's 30 minutes past midnight here, and I'm still wide awake, so it looks like I'm going to be listening to the radio for quite a lot of the night again. But I'll live, and the world turns, and it is what it is. So I keep hearing people telling me that there's a spiritual war between good and evil going on. But really, I'm just looking for a good place to have a cup of coffee and sit down. There's whatever war between good and evil on a cosmic scale is going on, doesn't affect me when I'm in a cafe having a cup of coffee. And whatever genocidal plan might be going on, may or may not be going on, doesn't affect me while I'm having a cup of coffee. Now, I've just been listening to Cliff High, and he's forecasting 1.2 billion people will die in 2022 as a result of the vaccinations, which I think is a load of bollocks, quite frankly. But he's a data analyst, so he must be getting data from somewhere. His interpretation might be slightly skewed, I'm suggesting. I don't know if there's a plan for genocide in the future at some point, but it's not happening at the moment. I'm seeing no evidence of a eugenics plot. It is quite possible that there's some kind of depopulation agenda going on. But when I look around Newcastle, I don't see people dropping like flies. I don't see large gaps in the places where the people used to be. I don't see bodies on the floor. I'm not stepping over bodies. So, unless and until I am stepping over bodies, I'm going to be skeptical about it. And keep in mind, my parents are in their 70s, so if there's a eugenics plan going on, they're probably on the list somewhere. So I'm keeping an eye on things, but I don't know whether it's possible to organise things on a scale of 1.25 billion people. That seems a bit over the top to me. But what do I know? I don't know anything, really. I'm not claiming to know anything. But I can speculate with the best of them. I could pluck a figure out of the air tomorrow. And start getting interviewed on alternative radio because I've plucked a figure out of the air that's outrageously large. Let's say this. 5 billion people going to die next year. If I started saying that on a regular basis, people would want to talk to me. I'd be getting attention from people, but it's not going to happen, and I'm not going to say it. So, but it's an easy way to get attention. So there's nothing wrong with getting attention, but if you're going to open your mouth, say something you can back up, and I'm not sure Cliff High's got anything to back up what he's saying. He's interpreting data, but there must be other ways to interpret the same data, because he's the only one that's coming out with that figure. So, stay sceptical. Don't believe anything that people tell you. Or be selective about who you believe. People with authority tend to use that authority to get more authority. People with power tend to use their power to get more power. So, stay skeptical. That's my one and only piece of advice, is ask good questions. And wait for the answer and listen to the answer that you're given. That's another piece of advice. I'm I'm not very good at not giving advice to people at 9:30. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.